Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be a radio transmission that you are not going to want to miss. It is Thursday, 11-11, 11-11-10, Thursday, the 11th day of November 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Here is the jam-packed transmission we have. Bombshell FEMA camps confirmed. I've now been authorized to talk about our discoveries working in the last 4 or 5 months on the TV show Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. I can reveal to you quite a bit of this Friday's episode that most of the crew, and I agree with them, believes is the most powerful of the episodes. The JFK one is groundbreaking coming up next Friday, but this Friday, coming up tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, bombshell FEMA camps confirmed. And that's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, a little five-minute video I made about it, and an article dealing with it. And they confirm FEMA camps. They confirm residential centers for families. They confront the two congressmen who've introduced the legislation to formalize the camps, the Emergency Centers Act. They talk to a former FBI agent who talks about the threat fusion centers being spy grids for the American people, the MIAC report, the Homeland Security report. It is extremely powerful. And I go out to FEMA Homeland Security facilities with Ventura. We go to the Georgia FEMA coffin facility, and they're there with 18-wheelers taking them away because they heard we were coming. I mean, this is amazing information. It's groundbreaking. Tyrell Ventura, Jesse Ventura's son, is going to be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes from now. And we're going to reveal quite a bit of it here today. But very important. This is groundbreaking. We've had Glenn Beck and others say, oh, I believe FEMA camps are real, and then hype it up for a month and then come out and say they're not, even though there's legislation and Houston Chronicle and New York Times telling us how great the camps are and the clergy response teams and the military training for gun confiscation. Glenn Beck says it doesn't exist. We need to admit these camps exist to be able to respond to this gulag archipelago that's being set up. Then Max Kaiser on what's happening with the economy worldwide and dollar devaluation. A former top stockbroker, TV host, researcher, Max Kaiser will be joining us. What's the other huge news today? Glenn Beck has had his hype machine going for the last month, saying that he would reveal today, and now he has, that the head of the New World Order, the puppet master, the king of it all. And I said 2 weeks ago it would be George Soros on air. Not just because I could guess that, but because we have sources inside Fox. You notice Media Matters has a report out today saying Jones correctly predicted a month beforehand that Lou Dobbs would be moving to Fox Business. That's because I have multiple sources at the highest levels inside Fox. I have been told directly that Glenn Beck has five people full-time watching this show and taking what we cover and then repackaging it as kind of a neocon thing. But look, Glenn Beck was going to be the main focus of my new Tea Party film. Now he's not, because he's come so far. I don't trust him. I particularly don't like having all my material taken and then twisted, all the key information and research we do. But more and more, he's doing more good than harm, and he's going to be attacked for it, and I've said that. And Glenn Beck has done something now that he moved, 2 years ago, I liked him 20%. A month ago, I was up to liking him about 60%. Now I like him about 80%. I mean, Glenn Beck is, as I said months ago, if he continues on his progression, within a year or less, he'll be as hardcore as Alex Jones. He's done something absolutely incredible. I haven't talked about Glenn Beck in a month or so. We're going to talk about him coming up. This is big. This is big. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is going to be one of the most powerful broadcasts we've ever done, the most jam-packed. Years ago, I'd say that probably once a year. Now, every month or so, I say this is going to perhaps be one of the most important broadcasts ever, because everything is happening right now. The world government's being announced, the dollar's being killed, the austerity is being brought in as all of our tax money goes to the offshore banks. It is all happening right now. Coming up in about 22 minutes from now, bombshell, FEMA camps confirmed by Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory show, proves FEMA camps exist for American citizens in new episode that airs Friday, November 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on True TV. And we have a detailed article by Aaron Dykes and a video I shot last night. I was authorized to talk about this today. Normally, they don't want us to talk about anything that's on the show. I'm a consultant. And also, I think I'm appearing in four or five of the episodes. So now all the episodes coming up. We're going to have Tyrell Ventura, who works on the show, his son, joining us. They were talking to me about getting Ventura on next week about the JFK. That's his favorite episode. They believe this is the most powerful and important and newsworthy. Remember, right as ClimateGate broke last year, Ventura's special on that, with yours truly in it, came out saying all the same info, even though it had been shot months before. And that made national news. It was major breaking news. They got Santer, the head of the UN program, to admit that they falsified reports. And the media was still trying to deny it at that point. But the Santer info, really put the cherry on top of that situation. So that's coming up. Max Kaiser coming on about the economy and what's happening as well in about an hour and a half. I talked to Rand Paul's people today. He has been totally slammed with national media, but he is coming on either tomorrow or maybe next week, if not the next, because he's got to be in Senate ethics training because he's never been in politics, and he's a new senator. He's got to learn all the rules and the decorum and all the rest of the garbage all next week, but they're trying today, tomorrow, Sunday, or then the next week, but we talked to him. They apologize that they've been really busy, but they do want to come on the show. I could have already had him on for 10 minutes, but I want an extended, at least 30-minute to an hour interview with Rand Paul. So that is being prepared right now, getting that lined up. So Jesse Ventura confirms FEMA camps, threat fusion centers as the domestic spy grid. Those details are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge is top-linked to us again. Top link on Drudge. Drudge stirs national debate on TSA abuse. I've never really written an article about Matt Drudge, but that was my plan yesterday, was to point out that he forced this into the mainstream, and now it is everywhere. And Atlantic Monthly has an article where they talk to TSA people, and the big joke is they call the naked body scanners the male member measurement system. They use a vulgar term I can't use on radio. And I hate to talk about stuff like this, but it's happening to our wives, our husbands, our children, our sons, our daughters. So we have to discuss it. There is a huge backlash. And there's also another headline up there. Backlash grows over TSA's naked strip search, CBS News from CNET. So this is a huge issue. Hundreds of articles a day as it comes out that they let illegal aliens go through without the pat downs, that they let illegal aliens rent planes, that they have illegal aliens and pedophiles working as TSA agents. This is all breaking now. It's coming out that Chertoff's making the money as the CEO of the naked body company. They admitted to Atlantic Monthly, to Jeff Goldberg, he's such an insider, that they're doing this to intimidate you. They admit it. To intimidate people to make them submit to the naked body scanners. So that's confirmed. It's confirmed they're recording the images. They have TSA in another room watching it and laughing and printing off printouts of it. Incredible report that is up right now. Right now at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Drudge stirs national debate on TSA probe. And it's got all the new info from Atlantic Monthly about the male member measurement system. They use a different term. You can read it from Atlantic Monthly, prestigious publication, with Jeff Goldberg right there on that front. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's worse than we thought. So we've got the FEMA cams confirmed info breaking. We've got the incredible economic developments in the G20 meeting right now in Seoul, South Korea, yesterday and today. We've got students' fees protest. This is just the beginning. Confirmed government provocateurs trying to make the peaceful protesters look bad. And now the British Prime Minister is calling for restricting protesting in England, like Nazi Germany, in the name of stopping violence. We have British Ministry of Defense reports from 3 years ago predicting all of this. They are staging it. Here's the Mail, the Daily Mail, hijacking a Bavarian middle-class protest. Anarchists cause chaos as 50,000 students take to the streets over fees. Kurt Nemo's article, agent provocateurs turn tuition protest into violent melee. It's all coming up today. But I'm going to talk about Glenn Beck some, and I'm going to do it in two parts. I don't really have time to watch him much, but my film crew has been watching him every day in the last few months, up until a few weeks ago, when I made the decision to not make the Glenn Beck deception. I don't trust Glenn Beck. I don't particularly like him. I don't like the fact that he says Ron Paul supporters might want to blow up buildings, that the army might need to be used against us 2 years ago. I don't like the fact that he says if you question government-sponsored terror, that you work for George Soros, when Media Matters and all of Soros' outfits are even more anti-9/11 truth than Beck is. I don't like his intellectual dishonesty. I don't like him denying the FEMA camps when we send him all the info. I've confirmed now by three high-level Fox people that Glenn Beck, for at least 2 years, has five people at his Mercury Media outfit. He produces his own show, watching everything we do and taking it. People now have really noticed this. But in a way, it's good to get the info out. I just don't like him spinning it into a neoconish way, neoconish direction. Like liberals are the source of all evil and conservatives are good. There aren't real conservatives at many areas of government. They're globalists as well. They're, quote, progressives in conservative clothing. But more and more, because he's getting more hardcore about eugenics, poison in the water, lithium, brainwashing, government tyranny, it's doing more good than harm, and he's going in the right direction. So my film, even though it'd be a great seller and get a bunch of attention, it's not going to be about Glenn Beck. He'll be part of it. And I'm sure he'll probably betray us down the road. I don't trust him. But this news I have is so big, I can hardly speak right now. Now, I'm mad at Beck on one front, and later in the show, in fact, in the last 30 minutes, I will reveal the real puppet masters. Okay, and we always get up here and talk about puppets, and I've had puppets on the show and talked about why are we looking at the puppets instead of the strings and the guy holding them. And there's Beck again, you know, doing the same thing. For a month, building it up, he was going to tell you today who the puppet masters are, and it's on his website. He says it's George Soros. That was not hard to predict. And Soros is calling for global taxes, global government, but so is Bernanke, so is Paulson, so is all these guys. Soros is high level, but he's not at the pyramid capstone level. He's that management group right below it, like a Henry Kissinger or a George Shultz or as a Zbigniew Brzezinski. Brzezinski's above Soros, probably even above Kissinger at certain levels from my studying. I will reveal the real puppet masters in 2 hours and 15 minutes, okay? So Beck says, as I predicted 2 weeks ago, it's George Soros. Give me a break. Okay, give me a break. But he did something this morning. He did it last night. I didn't watch. I came in at 7:30 in the morning. Matt Ryan was already here, and he said, you got to see this. You've got to see this. And I'm just going to play it first, then come back from break and comment. But the PrisonPlanet.com headline. Again, my trust in Beck was at 20%, then at 40, 50, 60. It's gone to 70, 80% right now. And you know why? Beck realizes he's in danger. He realizes he's playing in a arena at a level that is incredibly dangerous. And he's listening to this show. We have written about top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save America. Clintonite, Obama needs OKC bombing to reconnect with the American people. We've been writing about this for 3 months. And how they're going to stage in Oklahoma City and blame it on the Patriot movement. And yes, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck has come out and talked about government-sponsored terrorism and how they're going to blame it on him and me and others. You folks, this is big. Prison Planet headline. Get it to all the neocons you know that get mad if you talk about government-sponsored terror. Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. This is big. Here's the clip.
Why does the left need this violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind
of event. Words will work for Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, oh, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. But don't you miss Wednesday's show when
all
I
right.
show you violence
right.
and the pressure.
And he goes on. So there it is. Glenn Beck, they are planning in Oklahoma City. Hey, it isn't George Soros, buddy pal, and it isn't the Tides Foundation. Oh, they're evil globalists. You want to know who did Oklahoma City? The federal government. We'll be right back.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,409.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,446.26, $723.13 for a half ounce, or $361.56 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,446.26, $723.13, or $361.56.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, oh, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it.
Okay. And he goes on, the full video clip is in Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. We also have Michael Savage saying the same thing. This is a big deal. This is the mainlining of stage terror. But it's not going to be the Tides Foundation or George Soros. If you had to pick a group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, it came out in FBI memos that people had to sue to get. And they sued, and the government blacked out certain areas. In another lawsuit, they blacked out other areas. Jesse Trinity, the lawyer, this was in major news a few years ago, was able to put both of the same memo together and read the whole memo. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's why they hate me so much, I talk about this, was in there running Elohim City and McVeigh. And we also have the ATF informant inside there, and they later tried to indict her to shut her up, and she came out and said the same thing. It's just like the FBI with the latest Muslims in D.C. I mean, it came out, they went and created the group, the FBI was leading it, commanding them to stage the terror attack. Same thing, 1993. New York Times, CBS News, they released the audio tapes with the FBI cooking the bomb, training the driver, finding the people, going forward, letting the bombing take place. I mean, these are just facts. Gulf of Tonkin is a fact. Northwoods is a fact. I just cover the truth, okay? And we're apolitical here, except that we want liberty and freedom, but we're not partisan. Now, I'm having a real dialogue through the show with Glenn Beck right now. His people are listening right now. And I put it out a year ago, and I put it out 6 months ago, and a few months ago. I said, Glenn, talk about fluoride in the water. Talk about lithium in the water. Talk about eugenics. Talk about world government for extermination purposes. Talk about it. And he did do that. Talk about Goldman Sachs. Talk about the Federal Reserve. He did that. Talk about Woodrow Wilson. He did that. Literally, he's programming his show off of this broadcast and getting better and better. He's a weasel in the past. I don't trust him. I don't trust you, Glenn. But you finally got it. They are going to stage in Oklahoma City, and only by exposing, as I've been saying for over a year, only by exposing it, and I exposed the whole Hatari thing 7 months before it happened. I said they will set up Hatari militia. I could tell by watching their videos they had feds inside. The way it was produced, the way they were dressing, the way they had the guy up there like a dictator with a guy behind him, I knew it. Out of 400 militias, I said, that's it. I understand this. I eat, drink, and sleep it. And so I should be flattered. They say imitation is the greatest, you know, form of flattery. It's the biggest compliment. But I can find no fault with what he's doing other than the fact of saying that the Tides Foundation and George Soros are the king puppet masters, and that they are getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City. Man, he is bold. He went out to 3 million viewers yesterday. I looked up the ratings this morning. 3 million viewers on his radio show. 10 million listeners. That's 13 million people. And he talked about elements of the government blowing up another Oklahoma City. That is news. That is big. As I've been telling you all week, even if a lot of these Tea Party people aren't for real that just got into office, they've been forced to act like us. It shows our information's now mainline. And that is half the battle, ladies and gentlemen. So this is very, very exciting. You notice he played the very video clip that we played last week and then again on Monday of Clintonite says Obama needs Oklahoma City bombing to reconnect with the American people, Democratic operative Mark Penn. Said that on national television. Beck played the exact same YouTube clip we played 5-6 days later. We wrote the stories, of course, about this. We wrote the original story talking about the Financial Times of London, where Robert Shapiro said without an Oklahoma City or without a new 9/11, that's in the article Obama Faces Growing Credibility Crisis, without that, they're done. Absolutely, Glenn. Welcome to the club. They think you're so stupid, I'm so stupid, our listeners and viewers are so stupid, that they can openly talk about how great terrorism would be for them, and you see them getting ready to set you up, me up, and many others, and You're doing the only thing you can, coming out and telling the truth, or they're going to pin you with the bombing, the mass shooting, the airline hijackings that they're going to blame on white Al-Qaeda. This is big, big, big news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's scary to be having this big of an effect thanks to our millions of patriot, hardcore activist listeners. That's the power of this broadcast. That's why Rick Perry last year told a Fox News executive that he's worried about Ron Paul and Alex Jones. Now, of course, Rand Paul, they're scared of any real patriot. They're scared because we're showing people reality. We're getting people to face the facts. And if the New World Order loses its stage terror card, they lose a lot of their power to be able to stage events and pose as our saviors. And it is such a big deal to have Glenn Beck come out and say government preparing to stage terror. Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. And that's the PrisonPlanet.com headline. I want to get Kurt Nemo on the InfoWars version to say Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage Oklahoma City style attack or something like that. But the point is, this is so big Because now, how is Glenn going to make fun of people that talk about 9/11 being an inside job? How are you going to do that, Glenn? I know it's a religion to hate Muslims, and but then the government's always protecting radical Muslims, and Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News reports, is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. These are the real issues. I mean, I'm not supposed to cover that. I'm supposed to go, oh, no, our government's not involved, when all the evidence is our government was taken over by offshore interests, the same big mega banks that finance George Soros, who attacks you and I, Glenn, every day. By the way, there is another attack piece in the news from Media Matters. They're not only attacking Glenn for talking about government-sponsored terror. They've got another report there. And it says, Fox News' most prominent birther interviewed by nation's most prominent truther. It talks about Lou Dobbs coming back on the show. And it says, apparently not put off by Jones' promotion of things like 9/11 truthism, Dobbs joined him on his radio show last month. Jones introduced Dobbs by saying he was shown the door by CNN because he wouldn't compromise on Barry Sotero and the open borders. As Jones' website explains, Barry Sotero is the birther code word and instrumental to exposing important keys to Obama's true history. Far from being a contentious interview, the two spoke mostly in harmony about things like one world government. During the interview, Jones even correctly predicted that Dobbs would end up at the Fox Business Network. Well, I correctly predicted it because I already knew it from inside Fox. Hey, Glenn, I got people inside Mercury. I got people inside Fox. I know exactly what you're doing. I can pick the telephone up anytime I want, and I'm so busy I don't do it very often, and find out exactly what you're doing. Now, the good news is, buddy, you are getting hardcore, and you know you had to because they're getting ready to blow something up and blame it on you, buddy, along with myself and others. And they're so arrogant, they're all over TV bragging about it. We got Tyrell Ventura coming up. I want to play this little five-minute video, but later when Max Kaiser's on, I'm getting into the economy. I'm getting into who the real puppet masters are, since Beck didn't tell you. He told you it was Soros. That's a guy way down the totem pole on the left wing of this buzzard, this carrion crow, this filth eater that is the New World Order. We're going to go over all of this, but this is big news. Get this out to everybody. Now, I want to do a Google search term today because this is groundbreaking big news. FEMA camps, F-E-M-A is one word, is the acronym. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA camps. Those are the two words. Let's send it to number one so people read this article by Aaron Dykes in the video breaking down the real FEMA camps and how they're confirmed. FEMA camps is the search term. FEMA camps. F-E-M-A camps. FEMA camps. That's the search term today. And I also want to make the search term stage terror number two, so it leads into this article about Glenn Beck. Stage terror and FEMA camps. Those are the search terms. Stage terror and FEMA camps. We've done stage terror before, so they may try to block that. So enter it into Google over and over again. FEMA camps is one, stage terror is the other. Now here's this video where I break down some of what you're about to hear from Tyrell Ventura coming up in 5 minutes. Here's the video. My friends, we've got a big announcement for you. You know, there's been a lot of controversies dealing with FEMA camps, concentration camps, internment camps inside the United States. Well, a few months ago, I was involved in the production of True TV's Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, and we traveled to Georgia, Texas, you name it, and confirmed the existence of real FEMA camps and how they tie in to the entire continuity of government system and how these camps are being planned for the American people. I have been authorized to give you a sneak peek view into what's going to be covered on this show.
You have no idea what people are doing right under your nose.
What in the hell is that?
This is the show they don't want you to see. Conspiracy Theory.
You won't believe what you don't know.
The only season on True TV.
This is groundbreaking information. They go and talk to two different members of Congress who authored the Emergency Centers Act that creates these camps for the American people. And they got bizarre answers. One congressman ducked questions. The other said, well, these are camps for happy children. You cannot make up the craziness of this. Ventura and I went out to Georgia, outside Atlanta, to the famous FEMA coffin facility. As we show up, we're told by locals that scores of 18-wheelers had been there taking the plastic coffin liners away, but we caught some of them still in place. This is an amazing documentary, and it also gets into former FBI agents and whistleblowers talking about the Continuity Government Program, how the threat fusion centers are federalizing local police and are spying on the American people for their political views. You know, over a year ago, I was sent my law enforcement the Homeland Security secret reports, where they admit 95% or more of the surveillance and training for Homeland Security deals with conservatives, libertarians, gun owners. This has nothing to do with turbaned men in caves and everything to do with dominating and controlling the American people as we go into this contrived depression. World government is here, and they've used terrorism as the pretext to put this straitjacket in place. Of all the episodes they produced in the second season, they are the most proud of this one, and they are blown away by what they discovered, and so am I. It's on True TV, coming up this Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tell everyone you know about this. Get them to tune in and to take notes and research this information. This has never been on television before. This is bombshell. FEMA camps are real. They are confirmed. These things are going up everywhere. You go back to Rex 84 in 1986 in congressional hearings where they admitted that they were setting up camps in the name of illegal aliens, but really they're for the American people. This is a very, very deep program and groundbreaking information. So tell everyone you know, the FEMA camps have been exposed.
Conspiracy theory.
You won't believe what you don't know.
The all-new season on True TV.
By exposing these camps, we can stop this Hitlerian takeover of our country. Even in 1944 and 1945 in the United States and England, it was called a conspiracy theory to talk about Hitler and death camps. Imagine if people in the mid-1930s would have exposed this evil. Hitler couldn't have gotten away with what he did. We're here, catching them with their pants down. True TV, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, details at Infowars.com. I am very proud to be involved with this production. This is powerful, groundbreaking developments that is really scaring the establishment. Ventura, myself, and others have been through all sorts of harassment bringing you this information. I just hope that it even makes it on TV. We are pinching ourselves that we're not dreaming that this is actually going to make it on television. So we're crossing our fingers. We'll be watching. I hope you're watching. Coming up this Friday night, 9 p.m. Central, True TV. Premieres Friday, November 12th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Okay, we're doing the search term today because I went with Governor Ventura to Homeland Security facilities set up for families. They went and confronted two different congressmen who wrote the legislation to formalize it. They talked to a former FBI agent about the threat fusion center spying on the citizens, the MIAC report and Homeland Security reports that we broke, citizen activists that are fighting it. This is the first time ever. And I've talked to a lot of the crew that they believe it's the most powerful, if not the second most powerful. They got the big JFK episode with a deathbed confession and E. Howard Hunt coming up next week. This is powerful, powerful info tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, True TV. And we've got links to True TV up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Everything is starting to come out right now. Other incredible news coming up after Tyrell leaves us in about 45 minutes. Nation states are dead. EU chief says the belief that countries can stand alone is a lie and an illusion. This is the same guy saying world government is now here. They have destroyed the world currencies by design. It is all happening. Max Keiser coming up to discuss that. Okay, going now to Tyrell Ventura, who's made several films in his own right, documentaries. Also, one of the great researchers and producers with last season and this season. Tyrell, it is good to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me back, Alex. It's always a pleasure being on your show.
So much is going on. So much is happening. I've got the bullet points here that we're able to reveal. I just want to read these on air. Thousands of FEMA coffins removed from Georgia storage yards minutes before Jesse Ventura and myself arrived to film them. Congressman who co-sponsored authorizing FEMA camp says U.S. government centers, quote, have happy children in them. You can't make that up. FEMA camp bill co-sponsor repeatedly ducks TV cameras. TV crew finds locked doors, double fences, escape warnings, and Homeland Security residential facility. I was there with your father. Officials will neither confirm nor deny American citizens are being held. Fusion centers are popping up all over America to spy on ordinary citizens, says ex-FBI whistleblower. Fusion center spokesman Lance Klim admits that domestic intelligence gathering centers have no oversight. We police ourselves, says Klim. This is groundbreaking, Tyrell.
It's truly amazing, Alex, that we were, I mean, I'm so excited to get this episode on the air because I truly, as far as I know, this is the first time anything in mainstream media has really presented an honest, real look at this kind of problem that the fusion centers and FEMA camps and all of that's coming, you know, that are popping up around the country. And then I'm excited as hell to have it on TV. And I thank you again for all of your help helping us get this episode put together and get it on the air for people to see and people to realize that this is reality. This is not fiction. This is not us pontificating on what could be. These things exist. We went and filmed them with our cameras. You know, they're real. They're out there. And it's chilling. It's very chilling.
It is. I traveled quite a bit with your father, Governor Ventura, and of course he traveled even a lot more. Where do we start giving people a prelude to what's coming up tomorrow night? I mean, what do you think of the hour-long episode as the most powerful info?
I think, truthfully, the most powerful info that really struck me when I was watching it is not only seeing them live in person, but also just the simple fact that the two congressmen that we confronted about the bill, I don't even think they had any idea it was in there. They were just told to co-sponsor this bill and follow orders and then do your job. They had no clue that the thing is even in the bill. And so it just shows that they use the ineptness and the idiocy of these elected officials and just tell them how to vote and tell them what to put in their bills, and they just go along with it. Why? Because they want to get reelected the next year.
Well,
and it's chilling, you know.
Well, I'd made three films on FEMA camps previous to my fourth film, and everything we talked about was reverse engineered from parts that had been declassified of Rex 84 and the type of camps our government set up in third world countries they control. But we said that they are old sports stadiums, and we've since been to sports stadiums in Chicago where they trained to put citizens in them. We knew that they were prisons. We knew that it was the cover was for immigrants, but it was really for everybody. That even came out in the Houston Chronicle. But then to read the Emergency Centers Act, it states, you know, that it's for families, it's for medical care, it's for homeless people. You know, we're going to lock you up at night, and we've got to have these all over the country. I mean, it's just so, just like in Nazi Germany.
The discretion and how they use these camps is completely at the discretion of Homeland Security. It doesn't say what they can't use them for. It doesn't say what, you know, they're supposed to be used for. It just says completely at the discretion of Homeland Security.
Exactly.
And that's truly frightening.
And that's where I was going with it, is that in Nazi Germany, they didn't say we're taking you to a slave camp or a death camp.
Exactly.
They said we're taking you to a living center to be safe.
Yeah, a happy fun village. You know, it's horrible. It truly shocked my father. It shocked me. You know, we'd always heard about these things, and you know, you don't really, you don't get a good feeling until you're standing in front of one. And you see it, you know, and you realize, my God, this is real. This is happening right now.
Well, Tyrell.
And you know, it's extraordinary.
It is. What the mainstream media has done is they cherry pick straw men. They go out and show camps that aren't camps and then say no camps are real. That'd be
exactly
like if I went to Antarctica and said I'm looking for giraffes and there are no giraffes in Antarctica on the bottom of the world, so giraffes don't exist. Or if I went to the Sahara Desert and said I don't see any penguins, so penguins don't exist. Well, I would need to go, you know, to Antarctica to find penguins. I need to go to Africa to find a giraffe or an African elephant or a lion. So that's how they do this. You guys go to real admitted FEMA camp emergency centers where they admit it could be for citizens, political dissidents, illegal aliens. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's admitted, and this is so groundbreaking. And look, I mean,
You can see the chain too. I mean, you can see how it's going to go down, and I hopefully, I mean, I believe we did a really good job of presenting this in the show. Is that you see the chain and how it all connects together? You know, with fusion centers to gather all the information and find out who the people are that they don't like, find the dissidents, find, you know, your gun owners, your activists. They compile all that information and then they use that information then to spread out. So when the takeover does happen, under the guise of a national security threat or whatever, they have that information sitting there. They feed it out to the military, police, things like that, and then they have the camps built for where they're going to send you. And you can see the direct line. And it's shocking to me it's not shocking to me that the media ignores this or brings up straw man arguments, because A, half of your, you know, media today, if not more than half, are completely just follow the party line. I don't want to get fired. You know, weak, you know, journalists who I wouldn't even call them journalists. And the other half are probably, you know, in on it with the status quo and the corporate influence and then the true, you know, corporate fascism that we live in this country.
Powerful statements, all true. Tyrell Ventura, our guest. Let's come back and talk more about this episode. This is groundbreaking information. Again, I'm Alex Jones. The search term today is FEMA camps. Type it into Google over and over again. Let's make it number one. You always do. I salute you.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
We are back live. Tyrell Ventura with us for about another 40 minutes. Then Max Kaiser. In the last 20 minutes of the show today, I will reveal the real Puppet Masters. And it's not George Soros. Glenn Beck now says the government may stage in Oklahoma City to blame it on patriots. Welcome to the club, Glenn. You're finally starting to figure it out. That's coming up in the last 20 minutes of the transmission today. All the huge economic developments. I want to tell just a brief story here. As a consultant on conspiracy theory last season and this season, I mean, I remember meeting with Ventura, giving him documents, meeting with Tyrell, and Ventura was like, yeah, global warming might be real. I mean, they went into this, and those war room scenes are real, having real arguments. I mean, that's really what their views are. And Ventura found it was a fraud at the end of the multi-month investigation. They spend a lot of money on this production. They go all over the place. And it's the same thing with FEMA camps. I remember talking to Jesse Ventura, you know, it was probably 6 months ago, and talking to the rest of their crew, and they're like, okay, all right. And they're going through all the FEMA camps. They're finding the straw men, fake stuff. They're finding real things. And they're like, we'll see. And then they're totally blown away. So this is a real investigation. And for me, the information is what is sensational, in it. And tomorrow, I believe, is the most powerful info. I believe the global warming was the biggest last year, and the population reduction episode I was in as well. This, I mean, Tyrell, other than a deathbed confession by one of the main commanders of killing Kennedy next week, which is new to television, not to this show, I mean, I can't think of any episode you guys have put together that is more groundbreaking. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I completely do. I mean, each episode we do, we try to present something that we know that you know, people who aren't paying attention to, you know, non-mainstream media programming, you know, for people that don't watch your show or that don't follow this, you know, that's our target audience. We're trying to shake those people that don't normally pay attention to these things. But yeah, no, this show is going to be, is amazing. It's truly, truly extraordinary. You know, I think it's one of the best shows this season. I mean, I think they're all of our shows this season, you know, we tried to break a story that the main normal people in their daily lives don't hear and need to hear. And that's what's so great about True TV is being able to give us that outlet right on satellite TV, right on cable, right where some guy's at home flipping channels and he stops and he starts watching and he can see the truth or he can get information, hopefully, that then he will take and go and start, you know, listening to your show or go and start, you know, doing his own independent research. And realizing that, you know, yeah, there's for all the smoke out there, we're showing you where the fires are.
Well, I mean, the government, just this year, I sent a crew up to Chicago, and they, with foreign Polish and other troops, they trained to put Americans in the sports stadium and admitted that it was for the United States. So a lot of this is hidden in plain view. They've had gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa. And we saw what happened in New Orleans. We have the clergy response teams and InfraGuard and, you know, so much of this that is covered. That's why the search term today is FEMA camps, folks. So people find the Infowars.com story that has all the proof, that has the link to the TV show. So people who aren't aware of this can find out, yes, this is real. Yes, this is going on. And all of these different cover-ups are falling. For years, they've been doing enhanced pat-downs where they squeeze breasts and genitals. Now it's major national news. And, you know, even CBS News says backlash grows over TSA naked strip searches. I mean, folks are getting angry right now, and the illusions, the iron curtain of disinformation is falling.
Yeah, yeah. And the key to understand, too, is that, the people that are doing that, you know, the people that are, like, you know, in charge of these facilities and things like that, a lot of them have no idea what their facility is truly going to be used for. You know, they just are government employees earning a paycheck and not aware of the bigger picture, much like the rest of us. And so, you know, or your TSA person who is patting you down, he's not aware of the repercussions of what he's doing and what he's making normal and what you're supposed to just take.
Tyrell, you know? Great points. Got to go to break. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.